there, everybody, my wonderful, wonderful listeners. It's your friend Lo here again. I'm so glad that you can join me again for another episode of Lounging with Lo. Again, if this is your first time tuning into my show, a really big, warm welcome to you. And to all my other loyal listeners out there, it is great to have you back with me once again. As I always mention, I am going to invite you guys to connect with me on my social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, where we can explore exciting content and engage with each other's thoughts and ideas. And again, your feedback is incredibly important to me, so please feel free to reach out to me through email. I'd love to hear your thoughts on my work, any topics you'd like for me to cover in the future episodes, and or ideas that could help me improve. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing the universal themes that can be seen when we're watching a movie or a TV show. But before we talk about the themes, you may be wondering, Lo, what is a theme and how does it apply to a movie or my favorite TV show? Well, the answer comes from nofilmschool.com. They say that a theme is the central message within a narrative or a film or TV show. It also states that themes can fit into two categories: what the audience thinks the work is about, and the statement of what the subject is from the story. Yes, TV shows as well as movies have several themes. They include personal growth, relationships and emotions, society and culture, adventure and exploration, morality or ethics, along with human nature, mystery and the unknown, fantasy and the supernatural, and comedy with the satire, or what we call parody. Because I listed about 8 of these, we're going to be talking about half of these themes on this episode and then the rest on another episode. So be ready to listen when that airs. So again, as I mentioned, the first part, we're going to be discussing the personal growth and transformation, relationships and emotions, society and culture, and adventure and exploration themes. I will also be giving examples of movies and or TV shows that fit the theme, so you may hear the same film in multiple themes. And as a disclaimer, if you have not seen any of the films or TV shows that I will be mentioning, I would recommend that you stop the podcast now and watch the film or the shows, because there are going to be some spoilers. But I'm going to safely assume that some of you guys have already watched the films or some of the TV shows. We're going to go ahead and get started. Personal growth and transformation. This shows the character's coming of age, which is the journey from youth to adulthood. Redemption, which is seeking atonement or restoration from past mistakes. And overcoming adversity or hardship, which means these are stories or episodes of strength and triumph. Disney's The Lion King is a good example of the coming to age theme, because we see a young cub, Simba, transform from a cub to a young lion and watching him grow up to become the king of Pride Rock. Forrest Gump is another example of this theme, because we watch Forrest grow up from a young boy with health issues and be a successful man. The Rocky series is an example of the overcoming adversity subcategory, because Rocky Balboa is a young boxer trying to make a name for himself. He works incredibly hard to overcome poverty, low self-esteem, and defeat to become a champion, a good husband, and a good father. Our next theme that we're going to discuss is relationships and emotions. Subcategories for this particular theme could fall into love and romance, which would be the star-crossed lovers to lovesick love, the family dynamics, the bonds, conflicts, and reunions, friendship, this is loyalty, camaraderie, and navigating challenges together, and coping with heartbreak and moving forward. Now, I'm sure all of you who have seen movies and TV shows know that there are many of them that portray the love and romance, but to kind of bring it down to the top ones, some of the famous ones are from Titanic and the Office US series. As many of you guys have seen Titanic, it shows the romance between Jack and Rose because they come from different social classes. If you remember, Rose comes from the wealthy social class, which is the first class, and Jack comes from the middle class or the poor class. But they come together and they fall in love when they got to know one another. And they were able to overcome the iceberg and many of the challenges, but they came back, they came together. We also see this in The Office from the infamous couple Jim and Pam. Now, they come together despite the obstacles that fell in their way, which would be Jim loved Pam from the moment he met her, but had to go through the challenges of Roy and Pam's engagement, his move to Stanford, his budding relationship with Karen while he was in Stanford. And finally, Jim decided to give up a promotion so he and Pam could be together. Now, the promotion was for, I'm not going to spoil it for you. I want you guys to watch the series just to see where that falls into line. The Godfather series and The Middle are examples of the family dynamics. The Godfather shows how important family is, particularly loyalty, has particular loyalty, and they were part of the mafia. This often showed conflict as well as tender moments within the series itself. Even though it was very dark and very violent, they still had some tender moments and conflict in there as well. The Middle is another example of the family dynamic because many families who watch the show can relate to the dysfunction, but they still love each other no matter what the circumstances came their way, at least on the show and sometimes with us as well. The Lord of the Rings and Friends are examples of the friendship theme. The Lord of the Rings shows friendship because of the journey from the group. Now, if you remember, there were 9, I believe. So even if they were separated, they had one common goal. And their common goal was to save Middle-earth from the evil in their world. Frodo and Samwise Gamgee are the best of friends, and Samwise, or we call Sam, has always encouraged Frodo to keep going when he got close to giving up, which would be Frodo. Friends was another example because they did almost everything together, and they encouraged each other through their issues and their challenges. They grew together and knew each other so well. The love for each other is relayed in this theme very, very well. A Walk to Remember and Steel Magnolias are textbook examples of loss and grief for that particular theme. Landon loved Jamie and grieved for her after discovering she was sick with cancer. He did everything with her before she passed, but he still felt her presence like the wind. He said at the end of the film, "Jamie saved my life. She taught me everything about life, hope, and the long journey ahead. I'll always miss her, but our love is like the wind. I can't see it, but I can feel it." Steel Magnolias shows 4 women moving forward after the death of a young woman. They experienced grief because she was so young. Their love and support during this difficult time reflected their close friendship. Steel Magnolias is awesome. I love that movie. Sally Field, Julia Roberts, Dolly Parton did a wonderful job with those characters. We're going to talk about Steel Magnolias later on, but I love this film. This is like a very classic 80s film. The next thing that we're going to talk about is society and culture with their subcategories of good versus evil, which this talks about the ethics and justice. Social issues, which is like racism, class, etc., and identity and belonging, which means you're trying to find yourself or trying to fit in somewhere. So there are a lot of films and TV shows that show the good versus evil. But the most famous one is Star Wars. The good, which is the Jedi, and the evil, which is the Sith, have been battling for years. The Jedi have overcome the Sith to help bring balance, but not without their losses. Anakin Skywalker is a perfect example of this because he knows the difference between right and wrong, but he lets love for Padme and his mother and his lust for power overcome him, a villain disturbing the balance. At one point, he had to fight his own son. He finally gives up his evil ways and helps restore balance to the Force. Now let's take West Wing. The West Wing, for example. The West Wing is an acclaimed political drama, not only captivating the sharp dialogue and complex characters, but it also challenges viewers to contemplate or think about the details of power and the dynamics with that power within government structures. The portrayal of strong female characters like the First Lady, CJ, who is the press secretary, Donna, who is one of the secretaries to Josh Lyman, and all the other female characters that are part of that, they navigate the male-dominated world of politics. The show highlights the ongoing struggle for representation and equality in leadership. Hidden Figures is another example of the social issues theme. These three African-American women who are very smart with numbers, computers, and engineering lived through the 60s when discrimination was a big issue. But they were able to carry on through their challenges despite society and become legends in their industry and NASA. They are an excellent example of perseverance. If you haven't seen Hidden Figures, you need to go watch this movie. I've watched it about twice now, and it's still amazing to watch. Go watch it. The TV series Glee is an example of the identity and belonging theme. Now, this is about a group of teenagers that don't belong anywhere, but they found one place where they can be themselves outside of the school halls. They use music to express themselves and have a lot of fun with it along the way. And they also find romance and help each other over different issues in their lives. The last thing that we're going to talk about today is the adventure and exploration with the subcategories of quest and knowledge, which means we're discovering new worlds or solving mysteries. Escape and survival, which means this navigates dangerous situations. And wanderlust, which is stories about journeys and self-discovery. Avatar, that's directed by James Cameron. This transports the audiences to the breathtaking world of Pandora, where the character Jake Sully embarks on a transformative journey as he becomes deeply involved in the vibrant culture and traditions of the Na'vi. He struggles with his own identity and ultimately discovers where he truly belongs, which this is a challenging perspective because of his previous loyalties in the process. In the realm of mystery solving, the BBC's Sherlock series brings to life the legendary detective Sherlock Holmes that shows the sharp wit and keen observation as he navigates the fog-laden streets of London and encounters countless cases that can be complex at times. This modern adaptation, infused with clever dialogue and unexpected twists, highlights Holmes' unmatched intellect and unique partnership with Dr. John Watson. Together, they were able to get justice in for the crime victims. The quest for adventure through explored realms flourishes in the Indiana Jones series. Here, the audience can join the fearless archaeologist Indiana Jones as he embarks on dangerous journeys to uncover long-lost treasures and ancient secrets. From the thrilling chases and the breathtaking escapes, to deeply involving himself in the richly detailed historical backdrop. Let's talk about sci-fi for a second. Again, Star Trek transports viewers across the cosmos, which is space, where starship crews encounter alien species and face moral dilemmas that provoke thoughtful reflection on humanity's place in the universe. The show's vision of the future highlights cooperative and exploration, This inspires generations to dream of possibilities beyond our own world. Castaway is a great example of the survival theme. In this film, we follow the journey of Chuck Noland, who is played by the wonderfully talented Tom Hanks. He finds himself stranded on a deserted island after a plane crash. This film digs deep into the psychological and physical challenges that he learns to survive in isolation, battling the elements and confronting his despair. His courage to build a raft to try to get home in the face of incredible danger makes him the ultimate survivor. And The Mandalorian is a terrific example of the wanderlust. Now, this is a lone bounty hunter that embarks on a quest that transcends a mere survival or monetary gain. Now, if you remember, bounty hunters, they care about money. But through his adventures, we witness not just thrilling encounters and battles, but a profound transformation of the Mandalorian, especially when it comes to his attachment to the child, or who we like to call Baby Yoda, or his actual name, Grogu. Guys, that's just the first half of it, of all these themes, and we're only getting started. I want you to join me next week as we conclude the themes, the topics, and we talk about the movies and TV shows that portray them. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me today. As always, let's lounge together. Bye, guys.